having one item on during the workshop, and that is for discussion of obtaining legal counsel. Okay, so the meeting is open. Do you want?
If it's proper, just briefly, I've been in conversation with David House, who we all know has been paid a retainer to represent us legally. And I think we're to the point now, there are so many legal issues that will come up during a meeting that we're foolish not to have. And that's what people told me, that you're foolish not to have a legal representative. I think David is cutting us a great deal. My understanding is like 21 over in Calhoun, so he's doing us a good, and he's put down there that, you know, he'll attend all meetings. If they're special meetings, we need to be here. We might have to do a little calendar, you know, working with him on the calendar, but he can be at all of our meetings, which is definitely a plus.
I think we've been very lucky to go this long without it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you just picked up the phone, called Mr. Dave, had a question, he'll handle it. But this
right.
point in time, I think we really need one. I think it's the same.
Total agreement.
I think a lot of the difference now is that he is able to attend the meetings too now on a regular basis, whereas before he wasn't able, and did us a really big favor to be able to for us just pick up the phone and call him. So I've read over the agreement that he has given us over and over and over, and I don't have any questions. I've talked with him personally and with Mr. David also. It's really straightforward. He assures me that he will not run up a bill. There's just nothing like that at all. So, I mean, I didn't have any questions or concerns about it, but that doesn't mean somebody else does. So.
Well, I don't even know if we've even been paying him lately over the last few years that I know of.
I think we have 180 something a month or something.
Yeah, it's a small fee. It's very small compared to what.
Yeah. He technically, you know, most lawyers, when you call them, the meter runs. Right.
Yes. And he doesn't do that.
I know we've all called him numerous times and never get a bill for a phone call, and it's been a blessing. We've had a great run of that, but I'm in full agreement. This right here, incredible deals that I knew this day was coming, you know, and I hope we can keep this kind of expenses, you know, in check.
At minimum.
About a minimum, you know.
You know, even though he's not my attorney, he's y'all's attorney,
right.
I still call him all the time.
That's right.
He's always gives me good advice, even though he really wouldn't have to, but he's always done it.
Okay.
He was representing, I believe, the Bristol City Council, and that was one of the conflicts of our meeting, but I don't think he's no longer representing.
I don't think he is either. So he's cut back a couple of places,
yeah.
He's telling me I can't remember just what they are, but he's like me, he's getting old in the tooth, and he's starting to cut back a little bit.
Well, does anybody have any other discussion, or anybody have any questions concerning legal counsel? Okay. If there's not any other discussion, I will go ahead and ask for adjournment from the workshop.
Motion to adjourn.
That'll take long.
My kind of workshop. Okay. I guess we got some time now.
We do have some time.
Throw away or you